Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing their message from the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone. Hi everyone, coming to you today with another divine message of love. You know, in the empowerment series that we're working through here, it's about claiming the own power, your own personal power, who you are, why you came to Earth, how great and magnificent you can be for yourself first. So if you can be fantastic for yourself first, then how much more can you give to others, right? So that's the whole point. The more we do for ourselves, not being selfish, but the more we grow ourselves, the more attributes, the more virtues that we have, the more givingness of our soul, the more awareness of our soul and how powerful our soul can really be, okay, then we give other people permission to be able to do that as well. We teach them that they can do well because you can do well. So the topic today is about forgiveness. Okay, everybody starts thinking forgiveness is about forgiving somebody that's wronged you. Somebody's done something bad to you or hurt your feelings or harmed you in some way. So everybody thinks that you should forgive another. When we first started this podcast, we spoke about how we create our whole life, everything in it. The good, the bad, the ugly, the magnificent, the joy, the beauty, the grace, the humility, the pain, the suffering, all of it. We choose it. So if you chose something bad to happen to you, and someone else was a part of that, they chose it too, right? But you chose it. So when we go through really difficult, hard times, we have to look at it and say, okay, not only what is this lesson, what do I need to learn from it, but why did I choose that? Why would I choose someone harming me? Why would I choose to harm myself? If we're up in spirit and we come down with a karmic contract that's nothing but pain and punishment, how come you did that? So today's topic is not only about forgiveness, but it's about self-forgiveness. Forgiving the self. Not forgiving others. Forgiving the self. Because you chose it. So when I watch people suffer and watch people be angry and afraid throughout their life, and the more problems happen, the more difficult things that they have, instead of becoming more humble, they get more angry and they get more defensive. And then they have more and more and more pain. And they're proving to others and to themselves, see, people are bad. Bad circumstances happen to me. So it continues and it continues and it continues to prove their point. So forgiveness, another word, forgiveness means freedom. So I'll say that again. Another word for forgiveness means freedom. To be free from sin. To be free from burden. To be free from hate. To be free from anger. To be free from misunderstanding. Forgiveness also means that when we truly forgive, we don't look at it anymore. We don't get to go back to it and blame again. Because we're free from it. We've resolved it. We've resolved the truth of it. Not that it didn't happen. Bad things happen. And they're painful and they hurt. We're not discounting that at all. But in order for you to improve who you are with other people and to be able to go through really hard, hard things, you have to forgive yourself. Now, I'm not saying, or they're not saying, make an excuse. Well, I didn't mean to do that. It just happened is an excuse. But to take accountability, which we've talked about, accountability and ownership without making excuse, saying, I did this. I chose this punishment. I chose me to be hurt. What have I learned? Was I strong? Was I weak? Do I need to become stronger? Do I need to look at myself and say, wow, why do you keep choosing this over and over and over and over again? Because the lesson keeps coming. Our karmic lesson keeps coming until we face it. Until we say, I've understood. Understand. I get it. I see it now. I can feel it. And I can own what I did because it built my character. It damaged lots of relationships along the way. I can stand here now and say, I fully, fully forgive myself and others for their mistakes and for my mistakes. No one's perfect out there, trust me. No one. And no one's trying to be. Well, some people keep trying to be perfect, but that's a lesson in futility, not in perfection. So, taking some time, day or night, whatever it is, and looking at yourself in the mirror and actually really owning that you chose this lifetime, you chose all of it, and saying, okay, if I forgive myself for all the wrongdoing that I did to myself, because I brought these things upon myself, did I really love myself that much? Sometimes people will say, no, I didn't love myself at all. That's why I wanted to punish myself. From past lives, from past things that they've done, that their soul can't imagine the horror that they've done in other lifetimes. So if that's you, which everybody does bad things, nobody's free from doing bad things. Christ's the only one that I know. Okay, so when we come down and we harm others purposefully, not purposefully, accidentally, should you forgive yourself? Forgiveness also means not only to be free, but it also means to change. Because true forgiveness means growth and change. That the limitation of fear and the limitation of hurt and pain and misunderstanding is gone then. How many of you forgive others all the time? You go through life and you forgive others all the time, all the time, all the time. It's okay, he didn't mean to do that. Oh, well, she was trying her hardest. You give all these excuses and you forgive everybody. Whether they're wronging you or not, or whether they're wronging themselves or not. But those people usually don't forgive themselves because they did this one bad thing one time when they were in fourth grade. And they can't get over it because they have such pure hearts. But you'll grant forgiveness to somebody else. So why can't you grant yourself forgiveness too? And is it not true that God forgives all?
So why are you so righteous to say that you can't forgive yourself or you can't forgive others? Self-forgiveness says that I can look at my life and keep my failures and learn from them and grow from them and turn away from them too. It's just a decision. Some people like to wallow in their self-pity. They do. They want to stay in it, and they want to punish themselves, and they want to have horrible lives. Okay. But all they have to do is stand one day and say, I forgive myself for this, and I'm never going to do it again. You know, we talk about saying sorry. People always say, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, or whatever. But the truth is I'm sorry means that my actions would change. That's what the true meaning is. I'm sorry. I apologize. My actions will change, and those actions will never happen again. It's a declaration of respect. It's a declaration of saying, I've changed my ways. I'm learning. I'm growing. I've learned that this harms people, not harmed you. So why can't you say you're sorry to yourself and grant yourself forgiveness? You know how many people plead to God? They get on their knees and they plead. I'm so sorry, please forgive me. And you should. But then you have to allow it to be granted. You have to allow the forgiveness to be bathed on top of you. Those sins to be washed away. Whatever those sins are. Good, bad, big, small, tiny. Needless. Astronomical. Doesn't matter. So you can ask forgiveness from God. Because he's all forgiving. But do you really mean it? Do you really believe that you're being forgiven? Because if you've been forgiven, like it says, your sins are washed away. You're clean. You're free from all sin. So if that's true, why do you feel so bad about yourself? Because you haven't really learned it. You haven't really said, no, I really am forgiven. Self-forgiveness is freedom. It's allowing the divine and you, the co-creators of your life, to forgive your miscomings and your shortcomings. Or the things that you fail at. Because we all fail. It also brings beauty and joy and peace to our life. I know so many people are tormented and they hold on to things for so many years. What they did when they were 13 years old. And they keep trying to make it better. Except for they just won't go back and apologize to themselves for what they had to do. What they did. What they said. What they thought. Forgive yourself. Because in forgiving yourself, you have the ability to forgive others. Because we all make mistakes. There was a meme the other day on Facebook that said somebody asked a spirit or saint, I don't remember exactly what it was, that what is anger? And he replied with, it's our own self-punishment for someone else's mistake. Makes you think. Someone else makes a mistake, so I'm going to get angry. Did you check yourself with that? Because maybe you made the same mistake. Or maybe you made different ones. It's good to ask for forgiveness of others, from others, for sure. And you never know if they're really going to or not. Hopefully they're a good soul that say, you know, it's all good. They might trust you, they might not. But when you ask forgiveness for yourself, then you'll be able to trust yourself too. You'll be able to be free from that bad behavior or those bad thoughts or whatever those are. You'll be free to go live your life fully and to go have fun and to go have laughter and to go have joy. Set yourself free. The only person you have to live with is you. The person you come into this lifetime with is you. The person you die with in this lifetime is you. That's it. It's just you all the way through. Learn. Take the learning that you've created for yourself. Take those hardships and say, yeah, I'm learning about this. I'm doing better this time. Keep doing better. Forgiving yourself brings you freedom. It gives you the ability to not make excuses and to change your life. It also gives you the ability to trust yourself again. Because one time in one place, wherever that was, you couldn't trust yourself anymore. I'm sure everybody'd like to stand in the mirror and go, yeah, I trust me to handle the situation good. I trust me to be good to my friends. I trust me to be good to my family. I trust me to be good at work. I trust me to be good with God. I trust me to be good. Me. To just be good. I'm not saying it doesn't take work, because it does. And again, we all fail. We all make mistakes. Self-love. Remember, we talked about that. Self-esteem. Self-forgiveness. Forgive the self so you can go be free. So you can give to others and you can forgive others. You can forgive your past. It's in the past. Forgiveness. Ask God to forgive you. All of your sins. Everything that you've ever done. Tiny, big, it's okay. Self-freedom. Self-empowerment. Self-love. Self-divine. Then you can truly stand and say, I am. I am joy. I am good. I am honest. I am humble. I am forgiven. Blessings to you all. Go forgive yourself. Go forgive others. Great big huge happy forgiving.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy. In returning, a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God. Living and bringing forth with the life force from within. One truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money effortless and easy everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You've been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing. Blessings to you all.